In this scenario of Adventism, as Gideon is illustrating Adventism, that one of the things that's conveyed in this going down in the valley to hear this Babylonian dream about the victory of God's people is that the book of Daniel is going to be where God's people receive their ability to stand during this final battle. Selected Messages, Book 2, page 105 and 106. The book that was sealed was not the book of Revelation, but that portion of the prophecy of Daniel which related to the last days. The scripture says, "But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased." Daniel 12:4. When the book was opened, the proclamation was made, time shall be no longer. See Revelation 10:6. The book of Daniel is now unsealed, and the revelation made by Christ to John is to come to all the inhabitants of the world. By the increase of knowledge, a people is to be prepared to stand in the latter days. Now, Sister White here in this paragraph is basically saying that in the very last days, God's people are going to be prepared to stand by an increase of knowledge from the book of Daniel. And it continues on. And three paragraphs later, she tells us what the information is that prepares us to stand. In the first angel's message, men are called upon to worship God, our Creator, who made the world and all things that are therein. They have paid homage to an institution of the papacy, making of no effect the law of Jehovah. But there is to be an increase of knowledge on this subject. Brothers and sisters, there's going to be an increase of knowledge about the Sunday law, and it's going to come from the book of Daniel. And if you've looked at the material from Daniel 11:40-45, you'll see that that material identifies that a Sunday law is imminent in the United States. And if we as Seventh-day Adventists believe that and bring that truth into our life, there'll be seen among us a great revival, because we'll know that we're on the verge of either receiving the mark of the beast or the seal of God, and through the power of the Holy Spirit, we'll prepare our lives for the seal of God. This is the process of the final revival. This is what prepares God's people to stand, and this information comes from the book of Daniel. Its foundation is from the dream of the king of Babylon, from a Babylonian, a dream about the destruction of Babylon. That is the foundation of all Daniel's prophecies. Testimonies to Ministers, 112-113. There is need of a much closer study of the Word of God, especially should Daniel and Revelation have attention as never before in the history of our work. We may have less to say in some lines in regard to the Roman power and the papacy, but we should call attention to what the prophets and apostles have written under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of